All right, friends. I am coming to you from my hotel bedroom in San Francisco. I have a tired brain and a very full heart. Yesterday, I spent the day with many of our Proof to Product students in real life. 74 of them, yes, 74, are exhibiting at Noted in San Francisco now, which means that our community makes up about 62% of all exhibitors at this show. Like, my mind is completely blown. So this week they have won awards, secured major orders with key accounts, launched new products, they've connected with distributors, and as you will soon hear, they have grown their confidence as business owners. It has been such an honor and a privilege to know that our community and our programming played a small part in getting them there. I also want to thank everyone that showed up to our Proof to Product party last night. We really do have the most amazing community of kind, thoughtful, funny, and generous people. So I'm waking up grateful today, and I'm super excited to share with you a bunch of clips that we recorded at the Proof to Product party last night. It was the end of day one of Noted in San Francisco, and you will hear from labs members and Paper Camp students who are exhibiting. And I asked them to share their name, their company, and a big win from the day or a big takeaway that they had. And so you're going to hear a lot of different perspectives. You're going to hear from some first-time exhibitors. You're going to hear from some seasoned folks. You're going to hear about some things that went really well. And you're going to hear about some things that may not have gone as planned. I hope you enjoy this compilation episode from the Noted in San Francisco Now show. If this is something you're interested in, we'll include the links in our show notes so you can check the show out. And we will include links for all of the guests on today's podcast in our show notes as well. Before we jump in, today's episode is brought to you by our Is Wholesale Right For You audio series. There are a million ways to grow your business, and wholesale is just one option. But I'll be honest with you, wholesale is not for everyone. But after listening to this audio series, I know two things will be true. You will know whether you want to pursue wholesale for your product business, and two, you'll have the confidence and action steps to get started. So access this free audio series at prooftoproduct.com/privatepod. That's prooftoproduct.com/privatepod.
I'm Katie Hunt, wholesale expert, business strategist, and mom of four. I'm also the host of the Proof to Product podcast. I'm on a mission to empower product-based business owners to confidently grow their revenue in their own way and at their own pace. Here at Proof to Product, you'll learn new strategies, find inspiration, and action steps to help you start, streamline, and scale your product-based business. So grab your favorite notebook to take notes, and let's get started.
I'm Christine of A Jar of Pickles, and my big win for today was realizing how important FaceTime with retailers are. I had so many buyers from existing stores that we already sell to in the pandemic that I've never met in person, but having the face-to-face conversations beyond just like DMing or emailing makes a huge difference. They reordered on the spot or said they were going to do a big reorder, and it was really made the difference for seeing face to name and making that deeper connection that I think will really, really go the distance. And it was very different having them shop in person, holding the products in their hands.
Hi, this is Karen Kennedy. I am the owner of And the Moon Will Rise. I'm based in San Diego. This is my very first Noted trade show, and I had no sales today, but I feel super excited about being here because I had really great conversations with a bunch of people, one of whom owns 20 stores in Canada, is looking for fresh, young, small brands to partner with for all of their stores, and another one to collaborate with as a designer. So I just feel like there's a lot of great opportunities moving forward. And as Katie always tells us, it's the long game. And I 100% believe that in my heart, that this is an investment in my brand and in me for the long run. And that's why I'm here.
My name's Ian Pribble. Our company that I run with my lovely wife, Regina Pribble, is Explicit Contents. I would say the one thing that we got out of the day, particularly, there were a lot of great conversations. It's great networking even right here. You can hear it in the background. But a distributor stopped by our booth and said, hey, out of everyone here, there are, you know, these whatever, 100, 200 vendors, whatever it is, you are one of 10 that I identified that I wanted to speak with. We represent over 50 brands. I love what you're doing, yada, yada, yada. We'll be in touch. And that was a great opportunity. That alone could make the whole thing worth it. So thanks, Paper Camp.
I'm Brigida from Yardia, and I was very excited today to have 10 orders, and 80% of them were new.
Hi, this is Kate Murray from Quick Brown Fox Letterpress. My takeaway from today is just like a renewed, just like a revitalization of community and how great it is to all be together again. Also, I left a new product launch at home, and it's totally fine because I still just showed everyone my fair site, and it worked out great.
Hi, my name is Krishna Chavda of Nanu Studio, and my takeaway from today is that it's really important to have like meaningful connections and conversations with the buyers and various people who come into my booth. And it could be a conversation that's about the products or about my line, or it could be completely different, but it's made a lasting impression and they will remember me by like the one random thing that I will say.
I'm Allison from Rust Belt Love, and my one takeaway from today's trade show at Noted was the value of keep showing up. You keep doing it, and even when you feel discouraged, to show up in your business, and consistency and visibility pays off.
Hi, my name is Lynn Jones from Linoleum, and my takeaway from today was that having a bigger booth and showing everything that's in your line on the wall right there for the buyers has been really important. We made a lot of good sales today.
My name is Nikki Tyler with Little Lovely Studio, and my big win today was gaining 4 new customers.
Hi, my name is Emily from Emmy Creations, and today I had a completely new product that I showed a lot of buyers and already got my first order for it from one of my biggest buyers, so super excited for the new product.
I'm Emma from the 20th, and today I made my first sale in a new product line that I launched directly after taking Paper Camp and using the feedback that I got from everybody in Paper Camp.
I'm Christine Nardone from Blackline Rainbows, and this is my first trade show, and the big takeaway was the level of communication, interest, and because of Paper Camp, the like clear line on follow through and creating these relationships. It was a wonderful day.
Hi, I'm Lauren Ashley from Pineapple Sundays. I would say follow your dreams and keep going. No matter how slow or fast you're going, just do it and show up.
Hi, my name is Christine. My brand is Everyday Explorers Co. And one thing that I did this year was I signed up for a bigger booth. And so I am really proud of how my brand showed up this year. My logo is so much bigger than I've ever seen it in person. And I have all my products out. And I'm just so proud about like how I'm showing up for my brand.
My name is Lindsay Henry with Inklings Papery. And this year, my biggest takeaway was that trade shows are about relationships and just connecting with people and connecting with my buyers. I decided to be kind to myself this year and do a smaller booth to just simplify the setup. But I've still had the same wonderful opportunities to meet some of my buyers and share things that I was excited about and show prototypes for future products that I was able to prepare for them. And regardless of your booth size, it's just great to show up and be there and continue to build those relationships.
All right, friends, I hope you enjoyed this behind-the-scenes look at what day one at Noted in San Francisco Now was like for our 74 exhibitors from our Paper Camp program and our labs community. These folks have done the hard work. They got their product line ready, their sales tools ready, they did their pre-show marketing, and now they are here showing up confident, ready to roll. And you can just see the impact that they're having. They are meeting reps, distributors, they're talking with buyers. Big opportunities are coming their way by being in the room. Now, I don't want this to sound like you have to exhibit at trade shows to be successful with wholesale. That is not the case. We have plenty of people in our community who are successful with wholesale and do not do trade shows. But there is something magical that happens when you are together in real life. And you heard some of the folks talk about it on today's episode. Those face-to-face connections with our existing buyers, with new buyers, it really furthers the relationship, which leads to long-term orders too. If you are curious about what it takes to exhibit at a trade show, I want to invite you to look into my Booth Blueprint Masterclass. This is a free class. It's available in our resource library, and it walks you through three things that you need to know before you start exhibiting at a trade show. So you can gain access to this workshop at prooftoproduct.com/resources. And again, it's part of our resource library where there's a whole bunch of other classes and downloads and checklists and things that you can leverage to build your product-based business. So again, get access to that at prooftoproduct.com/resources. I will be back next week with a fresh voice and a new episode. Have a great week, everybody.